Americans, you've been lied to again. You've been told that our forefathers were deists. Well, the question that I have for you is, who told you that? I'll answer with, the revisionists did. The writings of Thomas Jefferson, page 385, Thomas quoted of himself that I am a real Christian. That is to say, a disciple of the doctrines of Christ. Now, speaking of our forefathers and whom it was that they were, because as you know again, they were labeled deists by the revisionists of the day. Now, you got to remember something, friends. Deism is the belief that God exists but just doesn't interpose on their behalf. In other words, the revisionists would have you believe that God retreated from the universe and is no longer involved with his creation. I got to tell you, this clearly stands in stark contrast to Scripture itself. When you look at 1 Timothy 5:8, it tells us, "But if any provide not for his own, and especially for those of his own house, he hath denied the faith and is worse than an infidel." Friends, he has called himself our Father, and will be a father unto you, and you shall be my sons and daughters, saith the Lord Almighty. He has provided all things unto us. Then said the Lord unto Moses, "Behold, I will rain bread from heaven for you. And I have led you 40 years in the wilderness. Your clothes are not waxen old upon you, and thy shoe is not waxen old upon thy foot." He protects us. "No weapon that is formed against thee shall prosper." "This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and their righteousness is of me, saith the Lord." When you go over to Matthew 10:29, the Bible clearly teaches us that his eyes upon the sparrow, and that they will not fall to the ground without his notice. It also tells us that you are of more value than many sparrows. "But even the very hairs of your head are all numbered." In Romans 11:36, it says, "For of him, and through him, and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen." He is the giver of life. He is the giver to all life, in breath, in all things. So, let me be clear, our forefathers were not deists, but I can tell you exactly who they were by what it is that they themselves established. This is what our forefathers believed, their church affiliations, and that of the Constitutional Convention and the delegates within. 28 of them were Episcopalians, 8 of them were Presbyterians, 7 of them were Congregationalists, 2 were Dutch Reformed, 2 were Lutherans, 2 were Methodists, and 2 were Roman Catholics, 1 unknown, and 3 of them were assumably deists. But evidence does not support that they were. Friends, let me go back to Benjamin Franklin so you can clearly understand who our forefathers were. He stated, "I have lived, sir, a long time, and the longer that I live, the more convincing proofs I see of this truth, that God governs in the affairs of men. And if a sparrow cannot fall to the ground without his notice, is it probable that an empire can rise without his aid? We have been assured, sir, in the sacred writings that except the Lord build, they labor in vain that build it. I firmly believe this, and I also believe that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our little partial local interests, our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to future age. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter from this unfortunate instance despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest. I therefore beg leave to move that henceforth prayers imploring the assistance of heaven and its blessings on our deliberations be held in this assembly every morning before we proceed to business, and that one or more of the clergy of this city be requested to officiate in that service."
Here we go.
Did you know that violating the oath of office is a federal crime? As a matter of fact, violating an oath of office or employment generally invokes a combination of administrative removal, civil penalties, or criminal prosecution under federal statutes. In the context of federal employees, the combination of 5 U.S.C. and 711 loyalty and striking requirements and Executive Order 10450 mandates the removal of individuals who advocate for the overthrow of government or belong to organizations that do so. So in other words, friends, they're there to uphold the law, not to tear down the law. Why is it that next to the birthday of the Savior of the world, your most joyous and most venerated festival returns on this day, the 4th of July? Is it not that in the chain of human events, the birthday of the nation is indissolubly linked with the birthday of the Savior? John Quincy Adams, speech on Independence Day.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently,
"Recently,
you shouldn't rock the boat." Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. I'm in it right now. As I said, I'm in it right now. I've been, for 3 days, been trying to get to the title of the show. And the reason I give titles to the show is so people can make distinction when they want to watch a show. But I titled today's show, Magna Carta was the result of doing it their own way. Yesterday was the Magna Carta was the result of them that left the God that they shouldn't have left in the first place, because really at the end of the day, that's exactly what the Magna Carta was all about. And that means, by the way, great papers, okay? And so we're going to get to that. I need to lay the foundation here for you just to show you what the problem was with Magna Carta. And I'll do that after I hit a couple topics here, hopefully. I want to say this, too, with all due respect. Yesterday, we got a lot of phone calls coming in. The day before, a lot of phone calls coming in. I love to hear from you, but I got to get to this topic. But I will give you the number, okay? So if it's absolutely pertinent that you get in and lay something out for us, pro or con, please give us a call. I do want to say that for the purpose of, I get people leaving messages at the studio after the show. I want you to listen to this, people. They leave messages after the show, and they always tell me what it is that I need to do. In other words, I'm supposed to pick up their row as well. I plow my row. It's my concern is not picking up yours as well. I've got enough in my row right now. But they want me to pick up what it is that they leave off. Or what they want to do is tell me something that I'm doing wrong. That is why I open the phone lines for you. I want you to show the whole country the air in which I preach. Okay? I've been waiting for it for 25 years, and I've yet to have anybody do it. And the reason that it hasn't happened yet is because we hold to the Word of God, which is my righteousness, not my own. That's why I'm right, not because Bradley Dean is right, no, but because the Word of God is right. And the Constitution, we always hold to the Word of God and the U.S. Constitution and its enumerated laws, because they are not separate. They are the two sciences that run together, said James Wilson, okay? So 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. 4704. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do yourself a favor. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We have 8 to 10 articles given from contributors all over the country that are in the culture war, as the Sons of Issachar were, bringing forth the answers, bringing forth the resolve to the issues, biblically and constitutionally. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Check out the store. Also, check out the schedule. We got Farragut, Tennessee coming up next month in about a week and a half here, I'm guessing. And I'm looking forward to it. And then we're also going to be in studio with David Knight, former show host, side show host of Alex Jones out there in Texas. So with that, again, check out the schedule. Also check us out on beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com as well. One more time, 281-845-4704. Again, folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. True that. We follow the Christ here. Now let's get to it. Niccolo Machiavelli said, if justice truly existed, prisons would be filled with politicians and not the poor. First of all, prisons are unconstitutional because the Lord made swift work of those that violated his law through his statutes. That's why he said that we're to keep his law, his commandments, his judgments, and his statutes, again, that we might know peace and righteousness within the gate. Okay? If justice truly existed, he said, prisons would be filled with politicians, not the poor. No, folks, if justice truly existed, which it does, that would come through the church of those that love the Lord in keeping his commandments unto judgment. See, we see a lack of love towards the things of God. That's why we don't see justice. We see biblical illiteracy in a massive way across this country. It's prevalent, friends, the biblical illiteracy and the constitutional illiteracy. Matter of fact, I was just having a conversation with an individual this morning, and I can tell you exactly what he's listening to. He's listening to the conservatives of the day, yesterday's liberals, that are good for nothing but to be trodden under the foot of men. Read Mark 8:15 and also Matthew 5:13. And why do I say that? Because there was no resolve in his conversation. There was none. And when you listen to the likes of, let's say, Fox News, they're no reference, friends. There's absolutely no reference to the law that condemns the crime. That's not their job. Their job, as useful idiots, is to continuously drive the wedge between the people, hence bringing forth what? Division throughout the United States. And why is that? Because when you're divided, you're easily controlled. So anyways, in saying that, friends, again, we have to get back to what the Lord says, not to what man says. Wanted to show you this as quickly as possible. I have an image on sonsoflibertymedia.com right now and beforeitsnews.com, and it is a cross. It's blasphemy, and it is the cross that is made out to a rainbow, the sodomite version. When I say it's blasphemy, okay? And what it is, friends, is they call themselves queers. They just created a Queen James Bible. I'm not kidding. It's right in front of your face. It's called the Queen James Bible. Folks, this is, again, and it reverts back to the people once again for tolerating this. Folks, these are crimes against heaven, and they're crimes against your children in so many different ways. I also wanted to show you those that are foaming out their shame and show you what they're responsible for. And by the way, I'm not cherry picking this. I'm not looking for this. These come up on scrolls, and it's like, okay, this is pertinent. The people need to see this. That's my objective here, is to keep you on the front of the issue so you can understand who's responsible for the crimes being committed against the people, okay? Especially during this month. And remember, this is coming from corrupt representatives that need to be held accountable, along with the corruption in the mainstream media who need to be held accountable as well. And I'm going to show you something in just a moment concerning the way it used to be in this country, the old past. But look at this, folks. A man dressed as a woman, who calls himself Megan Morris, has now been sentenced. It's a man dressed as a woman, friends, okay? Sentenced to 50 years for an Antifa attack on Texas ICE facility. And you know what's crazy about it is these people cry victim constantly, but if people would simply pull back the curtain, you would find out, as I've said 100,000 times, they're not the victims, they're the predators. And it's exactly what they are. We'll be right back. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
There are other people like us out here.
Hey, you wake up, wake up. Calling all filmmakers, actors, podcasters, writers, creators, and every believer in media. Do you need to be encouraged? Are you ready to get equipped? You need empowerment. I've got the solution for you. Welcome to the Content Media Conference. Welcome to content. God wants to use your content. Yes, you. To spread the message of Christ. That's why God gave us content. Content changed my life and solidified my career. You don't have to take my word for it. Listen to them.
Give me the community.
I get really overwhelmed by content. To change my life.
And it's all happening here.
I come to these and I'm so encouraged. These are my people. This is where I belong.
We've got funding
that opens so many doors.
I feel that it's possible to actually be in the filmmaking industry at such a young age.
The encouragement that's given to the young filmmakers. Go get them, Tiger.
Other people praying for you.
Worried about my media students having access to productions. They need to be working. Even the facility here has been amazing.
Yeah, I think you made up your mind. I'll see you at Cats.
ChristianMediaConference.com.
BBSRadio.com. At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hi, I'm Josh from Maribel. If you've ever wondered how to make sense of what's happening in our culture without losing sight of biblical truth, I'd recommend checking out Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's clear. Bradley puts in the work. He studies scripture, digs into the issues, and helps connect God's word to today's world. He has a heart for people, a love for our country, and a passion for sharing the truth. His goal isn't just to inform you, it's to challenge you to think biblically. Search the scriptures for yourself and stand firm in your faith. Check out the Sons of Liberty. I think you'll be glad you did.
Okay, so I'm going to show you really quick what it is that our forefathers and those that have gone before us wouldn't put up with. Hebrews 13:7. And I know that there's some people that are so broad-minded, they wonder why they're in the position that they're in today, because they've given themselves over to change. They'll have everything and anything but the law of God, which produces freedom in Christ. Ephesians 2:8 through 10. And what you're seeing right now is the last public execution, 20,000 people showed up to watch a criminal hang for his crimes. This was in 1936. See, at the turn of the century, the 20th century, friends, if you killed, you murdered, I'm sorry, there is a difference. If you murdered, the consequence was life for life, a blow for a blow, a wound for a wound, an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. You know, I've heard Gandhi, of all people, and he's not qualified to speak on the issue, but he had said that if it's an eye for an eye, it's going to leave the whole world blind. Well, apparently, folks, he didn't understand that if it's an eye for an eye, if you don't want to do the time or pay the fine, concerning this case, it would be your life, then don't commit the crime. It's just that simple. And what deters the crime is the consequence. And that's what exactly we used to do in this country. Because there's only one thing that appeases God's wrath. And it's Numbers 35:33. When a man takes a life, you are to take that individual and you are to put him up on display once he's convicted out of the mouth of two or three witnesses. Let it be an established word. Then you are to what? You are to do unto him what he meant to do or what he did unto others. That also goes back over to Deuteronomy 19:19. Okay? I also want to show you this because it's not just that. And folks, I'm painting the picture for my affiliates as well. But do you guys remember when Lincoln was assassinated, right? Did you know that the four conspirators that were found, Jeremiah 11:9, those that were found guilty in an attempt to overthrow Lincoln as the president, their conviction resulted in death by hanging? Did you know that? Again, folks, people think that this is so far out there and they think it's so cruel. No, what's cruel to a people and a society is when someone commits a crime, their hands are slapped, and then they're thrown into prison to be rehabilitated on three squares. On top of that, the American people then get to have their tax money reallocated illegally to these prisoners so that they can get degrees and then be set free again to commit a more heinous crime. That's cruel. That is cruel. And I'll tell you what, the only time people seem to learn this lesson concerning the Lord's resolve is when it happens to them. Then they understand why the Lord said this is how you deal with it. Not the way you want your flesh to deal with it. And I could go down that little trail for about 15 minutes, but I'm not going to for the sake of time. I did want to show you what happens when people commit crimes. Did you guys know that during the Nazi regime, at least concerning the history that we have been taught? And why do you say that, Bradley? Why do you say concerning the history we have been taught? Because there's nothing so false as modern history. And let's take it a step before that. Because it's been said, history is written by men who hung heroes. Well, those that hang heroes, they always want to blame somebody else for the crimes that they themselves are guilty of. That's why they hung the heroes. Okay? But we also understand that the Word of God, the truth of the Word of God, it just needs to be let loose because it'll be like a lion and will take care of itself because he'll bring all things to the light. And he does. Luke 12:2. Okay? Look at this. Did you know that during the Nazi regime, during the Nuremberg trials, even the useful idiots in the mainstream media were prosecuted and they were put to death for lying to the public? Did you hear me, bad guys? See how you're expendable? See how they use you temporarily until they don't need you anymore? See, this is the history of useful idiots in the mainstream media. This is your end. And all of those that partake with you, because the Bible tells us that all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire. It also, that's 21 verse 8, go down. You'll see the list of crimes that are not tolerated in heaven. And it's also interesting to note when you look at Proverbs 19:9, it says, a false witness shall not go unpunished. Now listen carefully. And he that speaketh lies shall perish. You know what's interesting about liars? Once they lie, they have to cover up the lie with another lie. And then it becomes a big snowball until that snowball that they try to push over the top of the hill gets to the top and then it rolls back over them. Why? Because again, God is not mocked. If he said it, he's going to settle it one way or another. And that's what happens to those that lie. Now, let me also bring up another point because, again, it's just that important. What's happening across the country is yesterday, I got a brand new one here, as a matter of fact. We have, boy, oh boy, there's so much information. You know what? I'm going to hold off till tomorrow on some of these things because I got some good news and I got some bad news concerning what's going on in their country. Let me lay this out for you because, just again, food for thought during this first half of the hour today. Somebody had posted just a little while ago, if Adam died at the age of 930 years, how did the authors of the Bible calculate his age, bearing in mind he was created as an adult? Okay. Now, some say, well, how do you put that together? How do you put all of that together in your mind? Well, again, there are people just like the devil himself that put the question to God's people to do what? So you might question the Lord. That's what it is. I'm not telling you not to think. The Lord wants us to think. But don't ever put yourself in a position where you're questioning why he did it. I mean, after all, as it tells us in the book of Job, who are you to give counsel to the Lord? You're not qualified to counsel your creator. Okay? But again, why would somebody propose a question like that? I mean, here it is, friends, so you know. When you look at the first five books of the Old Testament, that is called the Decalogue. That is called the Torah, the Pentateuch. And what's interesting to note about that is it was the Lord that gave Moses, who was born after Adam and Eve. And with note, keep in mind, when Moses came about, the Lord took him to the top of the mountain and he bestowed revelation upon him to write all five books of the Torah, the Old Testament, the first five books. So what was given unto them by revelation, it really is an easy answer if you just think according to the mind of Christ that he's bestowed upon us by the Holy Spirit. It's almost like people are just trying to find an excuse as to why they shouldn't trust him and why they should question him. I want to tell you who's behind that. The devil himself. The devil himself is. You know, isn't it interesting, friends, that many of you listening to me right now, what'll happen is you'll end up going out to dinner tonight with your wife or your husband, whatever the case might be, or with your friends, or you're going to go grocery shopping. And what you're going to do is you're going to order some food, and I want you to think about this. You have no idea where that food came from outside of the fact that that provision was given unto you by the Lord, but I'm trying to make a point concerning the one making your food. Isn't it interesting that most people don't care to take the time to open the door, go back and talk to the cook and get a little history on him? But in doing so, you're okay not to know a thing about him, but you'll eat everything that he just prepared for you. Isn't it interesting how man will trust man, but he will not trust the living God? How about this one? I got a couple friends that are actually, one's a captain and another one is an instructor for Delta Airlines. As a matter of fact, when I think about that, I have another friend that was a captain with American Airlines and then friends that are also stewardesses. But here, I want to say this. How is it that we can get into an airplane with 250 people, or even smaller or greater, and we don't stop on the way in the plane to get to know the pilot? No, even worse is we don't even know the guy from Adam. No pun intended. But we've never met him before. But this is the guy that we're going to trust as we go by him and we go take our seat, all 250 in this particular case, in that airplane, and we're going to trust that man and his co-pilot to bring us to 35,000 feet, getting us from point A to point B without asking one question. But when it comes to the things of God, we have to question everything that he said he would do. Let me ask you something. Are you provided for today? There's the proof that's in the pudding. Is your spirit within you? Well, if it wasn't, you wouldn't be alive right now because it says without the spirit, the body is dead. You can hear me, correct? Yeah. Are you getting my point, friends? Come on. It's simple faith. Folks, it's trusting faith. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
In a world filled with confusion and deception, God's people need trustworthy news grounded in truth. At LibertySentinel.org, an incredible team of journalists led by me, Alex Newman, provide biblical news and analysis on faith, family, freedom, education, and the critical issues shaping our future. Join the tens of thousands of Christians who rely on our free newsletter and our news podcast to stay informed and equipped. It's all at LibertySentinel.org. That's LibertySentinel, S-E-N-T-I-N-E-L.org. Check it out today.
So, you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and have been thinking, there are so many others who need to hear this message as well, but you just don't know how to reach them. Well then, this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. It's time to schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty. It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And together, we can make a difference in our world today.
John G. Lake rightly proposed a question to the modern church. Can you find anywhere in the scriptures that the gifts of the Holy Ghost were withdrawn from the Church of Christ? Neither can we. That's why you need to join us every Sunday at sonsoflibertymedia.com on the top left side of the page for church at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time every Sunday. That's sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Standard Time.
You know, there is a good, reliable source of uncompromising, conservative information, education, and inspiration. But you're probably missing out. Now, in our 27th year, Wisconsin Christian News provides hard-hitting news and commentary. And we're a national newspaper. The Wisconsin in Wisconsin Christian News simply means we're based. But our content is for all Americans. Request your free sample copy by emailing the publisher at rob@wisconsinchristiannews.com.
Every time we turn our heads the other way, when we see the flawed flouted, when we tolerate what we know to be wrong, when we close our eyes and ears to the corrupt because we're too busy or too frightened, when we fail to speak up and speak out, we strike a blow against freedom and decency and justice. Robert Kennedy. Freedom is never more than one generation away from extinction. We didn't pass it to our children in the bloodstream. It must be fought for, protected, and handed on for them to do the same. Or one day we will spend our sunset years telling our children and our children's children what it was once like in the United States where men were free. Martin Luther, the great reformer, stated, "When you get to the end of your rope, tie a knot and hold on."
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just want to give everybody a quick shout out. I don't do this very often on radio, but I do want to let you know that it is imperative that you people out there understand that we are a ministry, and without your support, we do not survive. You were the ones that keep us out there, and we'd greatly appreciate it if you'd consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Also, with your local radio affiliates, praise God for every one of them, because we need more of them. You need to support your local radio outlets, okay? So if you'd like to become a son or daughter of liberty, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, and you'll see us right there where it says Sons of Liberty Membership. Okay. Again, without you folks, we do not survive. We do not have sponsors, as you can hear. So with that said, I'm going to give you the number one more time, 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I need to get over to this, friends, because it's important that you understand where it is that you came from. Now, I want you to listen carefully. You have to listen to this information to understand why there were papers called the Magna Carta. Now, what I'm doing here is I'm actually putting the cart before the horse, and you'll understand that in just a moment, okay? So the Magna Carta on June 15th, the 13th century, on June 15th, 1215, in a field at Runningmede, King John affixed his seal to something called the Magna Carta. This is really simple to understand as well. King John was confronted by 40 rebellious barons. Barons, B-A-R-O-N-S. He consented to their demands in order to avert civil law. Well, why was that going down? This is why. These barons were gifted the lands by the king that they in turn rented to the peasants and were angry with the said king who ruled over them arbitrarily. That means he was the law, not the Lord. He wasn't ruled by God's law. He was ruling according to his own dictates. Okay? So what happened here, friends, is the king, with the use of the barons, decided to give them land that they in turn would rent to the peasants that would work the land. The barons would make money, and it got to the point. See, the barons were all okay with that. This is like the politicians of the day. This, in fact, is how the hierarchy is set up even today. Read Daniel 3 and also Luke 3, and you will find perfectly as to what I'm talking about, how it is set up today from the king all the way down. And remember, in America, this is not a monarchical system of government. We have no king but King Jesus, and law in this country is under the dictates of the lawgiver in Article 6, Section 2 of the U.S. Constitution, called the Supremacy Clause. Again, pay attention to this feudal system. Do you remember that the king that was propped up by the Pope, look at how this works, it's still in play today, and the Archbishop, they were convincing the people that the king was appointed by God only to secure their positions. Well, which in fact they are. Hey, when a good man is put in position by the Lord to bless the land, the Lord is sovereign, right? He's in control of all things. The Lord appointed him. But I think people fail to understand, like Calvin said, that when God means to judge a wicked nation, he appoints wicked rulers. And when you have a conversation with people in this country, how do they talk about their said representatives? You know what they call them in America? They call them leaders. I'm here to tell you, Americans, you do not have leaders. You have a representative government, and it is limited. Okay? But the American people treat their representatives as leaders and as a king. That is unconstitutional. That's not who we are. But that's the mindset the American people have taken on. Look what's going on right now. And it's every administration over and over and over again. The media keeps the cameras on them because they want all eyes on the said king as the leader of the nation, regardless if he's obeying the Constitution or not. Again, that is not America, but that's how they are acting out in America today. Okay? And you see the hierarchy in the church, not talking out of school, but you also see the hierarchy in the church. And what are they? They're a bunch of gatekeepers. They're put up as the standard to keep everybody in line. And who am I talking about? I'm talking about the Billy Grahams, the Franklin Grahams. That's who I'm talking about. Isn't it interesting that they have sat in how many administrations concerning Billy Graham, who's no longer here? But he sat in how many administrations and he failed at every given step to reprove them and to rebuke them for the things that they were advocating? Isn't that interesting? Yeah, folks, you don't understand that they're controlled opposition. They're put in place to do exactly what it is to do. And no matter what administration is in power, we can go to the present. Let's go to Franklin Graham for a moment. See that the apple does not fall too far from the wicked tree. 1 Kings 13:33. And what is that? Well, do you remember during the pandemic, friends, Franklin Graham got up on the airwaves through his said man-made ministry, and what did he do? He said, oh, Jesus would have gotten the vaccine. He said that his dad would have gotten the vaccine. Really? Really? Folks, that's blasphemy. We're talking about the healer. I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. He needed to take a vaccine. Folks, that is blasphemy. But this is just in part as to what I'm talking about concerning the church hierarchy. And you have a hierarchy in government because you have a hierarchy first in the church. And remember, the church is called to be the moral compass of society. When that goes, everything else goes. So if you see corruption in government, it first started with the corruption that's tolerated in the church. And Jesus himself told us to beware of both, Mark 8:15. So you have that, folks. I also want to identify something called a feudal system. It's also known as feudalism. It's a type of social political system in which landholders provide land to tenants in exchange for their loyalty and service to the king. You see this all over the country. Hey, folks, I want you to pay attention to something here. Isn't it interesting that not only, and I'm not a tax protester, but I do want to highlight what I do protest. Isn't it interesting that when you pay for your land, you still have to pay property tax? Do you know that's against the law? And do you know why it's happening? It's because nobody stands up to protest it because they're afraid that they're going to end up in jail. But wait a second. It's in state statute. It's called a lodial tax. Once your homes are paid for, you are no longer required whatsoever to pay any tax because that property belongs to you. Friends, remember, if you're paying tax on your land, that just merely means, and it reverts back to what? You're just a tenant. You don't own that land. They do. And why is that? Because the American people have in their minds that somehow or another that your said representatives are inheritance, or they inherited the earth and it's theirs to give at their good graces. Again, Americans, you have it completely backwards. That is not true in any sense of the word. But if you're going to tolerate it, don't complain about it. And if you're not going to protest it, Protestants, if you're not going to protest it, then again, don't complain about it. Don't complain about what it is that you tolerate, because this kind of stuff needs to stop. What you're doing is you're giving them everything through forfeiture. And what do I mean? You're forfeiting everything. It's a good fight of faith, 1 Timothy 6:12. And if you don't fight and stand up and magnify the law concerning what's lawful and what's unlawful, then don't complain when the unlawful take charge over your lives. And that's what's happening. That was a feudal system. That is in play in America today in a big way. Nothing's changed, but I don't want to get off course. The Magna Carta was simply a response to King John, who had decided that the tradition didn't bind him. He thought he was above the law. He thought he was a demigod, and he could rule arbitrarily. In other words, again, whatever he says goes, even to the point of forcing taxes without any representation from the nobility in the land. Well, guess what, friends? The barons didn't like that. See, the barons didn't mind it when it applied to us peasants, but they had a real problem when the king did it to them. Did you hear what I said? And it's exactly, once again, what you're seeing in America today. It didn't grant anything new, the Magna Carta didn't. It was merely a statement of what already was. It's important that you listen to that because it's contingent on what I'm going to say next. See, what we have with the Magna Carta is the first written document identifying the rights. Where do those rights come from, friends? Come on, Sons of Liberty radio listeners, where do those rights come from? They come from God, not the generosity of the state, said John F. Kennedy. Our rights come from the hand of God, okay? But what we have is the Magna Carta, which is the first written documents identifying the rights of individuals. Now listen carefully. This is what the barons demanded of the king, who was not playing fair, they said. Some of the key rights identified in this document were that no tax can be imposed except by common council of the kingdom. The king didn't like that. Guess what? Federal government doesn't like that. But Americans, you do understand that the IRS is completely unconstitutional. You know, when asked by former IRS commissioners, what is the law? They cannot point a finger to the law that they enforce against people that don't pay. Matter of fact, if you look at IRS publication 557, it's a voluntary tax system. But what happens if you don't pay your taxes? Is it voluntary? Nope. I'll tell you what, folks, that's where you find out what they really care about. You don't pay your taxes, they will throw you in jail regardless if it's lawful or not. Enough said. Going on, some of the key rights identified in the Magna Carta were this. Fines are to be according to the degree of the offense. You'll find that in the Eighth Amendment of the Bill of Rights today. So it wasn't all bad. But again, the point that I'm going to make is they're putting the cart in front of the horse. Personal responsibility. Personal property cannot be taken without the consent of the owner. That's called eminent domain. Anybody paying attention to how much the courts are just stealing at will people's properties, regardless if they like it or not? And what do they say? Well, it's good for society. Friends, that's not Americanism. That's not constitutional law. That's communism. That's exactly what that is. Okay? I'm going to come right back to this, and I'm going to show you the reason they had Magna Carta But when I get done highlighting and giving you revelation on what they failed to do, you're going to sit back and say, oh, there it is. Oh, there it is.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
This is Sam. Are you tired of listening to radio show hosts, public speakers, do-nothing politicians, weak and effeminate men who do nothing but talk and talk about the issues we face in our country today, resolving nothing? So am I, and that's why I listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty radio show. Bradley's message of hope and resolve is not only something broadcasted through the airwaves, but also something that he takes to the enemy's front door with a vehement passion. Believe me, I know. I've witnessed it every step of the way as his son for the last 18 years. I don't know about you, but in our country today, we need men now, more than ever, who are willing to take action and not hide behind the safety of a Facebook post from your fake name social media account. Bradley demonstrates his words through actions by preaching nationwide at churches, prisons, high schools, event centers, college campuses, and so much more. Step up to the plate and be the man or woman God called you to be and join Bradley Dean and others in this fight for our generation and future generations alike.
BBSradio.com.
Governments, like clocks, go from the motion men give them. Wherefore, governments rather depend upon men than men upon government. Let men be good, and the government cannot be bad. But if men be bad, the government will never be good. William Penn. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Okay, I don't know how to take this, so I'll just respond to it in the best way that I can. Okay, so there's an importance of pronouncing the word pugilism the right way, okay? So I just want you to hear this, because oftentimes, like when you're going through the Bible, some of the words and the spellings are so out there, it's almost like, okay, I'll break it down in syllables and then I'll say it. But then when I put it together, it's like, okay, did I say that right? So what I'll do is I'll go over, put the word in, and then I'll push the pronounce button so you can hear it for yourself. I said feudalism, okay? Listen to what it says.
Feudalism.
Feudalism. Okay, so I'm adding a G. Forgive me. Maybe that's a Minnesota thing or what. You know what's funny is when I was in Florida a couple of weeks ago, they were mocking the way I was saying things. It's like, okay. In other cases, I do want to say that if you go to other countries, there are certain ways that they'll say it there, and then you come to America and they say it completely different. It's like, okay, but they're saying the same thing. So if I said it in anything in air, do forgive me. I wanted to write that wrong above all things. Final segment, and I want to get to as much as this as I can, because it's one of those lessons that when you get to the end of it, you're going to be like, wait a second. I mean, like, all these bills that they're creating, it's already law. They never had the right to do it in the first place. Exactly. Okay, so remember what I'm telling you right here. I was just highlighting concerning the Magna Carta, some of the key rights identified in the document. I'm going to go beyond where we were. Witnesses are needed for indictments against individuals. Right. If a crime is committed out of the mouth of two or three, let it be an established word. Deuteronomy 17:6. No death sentence, imprisonment, disposition, or banishment without the due process of law. That's all good, right? But what I want to do is I want to ask, and because this is what begs the question here, and this is what people need to put together in their heads. Again, they need to think, because the Bible says, whatever a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. And we need to ponder, because without pondering, we're going to get in trouble. We need wisdom, right? And what is wisdom? Wisdom is having knowledge and knowing how to use it, but we don't know how to use it unless we first have the knowledge. Why were these traditional concepts upon which English in the England operated? Where did they get these ideas? Well, and I'm talking about Magna Carta. Back in 1965, this is absolutely imperative that you hear this. A scholar named Helen Silving wrote an article in the Harvard Journal on legislating that brought to light the basis for the Magna Carta. Why the Magna Carta? What brought forth the Magna Carta? What was the idea? What was the presupposition concerning that which preceded the Magna Carta? Well, this is what she wrote. She said, an old document such as the Magna Carta is not only that which it was at the time of its conception, but also that's that which it is becomes in the course of history. She goes on, in this sense, undoubtedly, the Magna Carta stands for the idea of subjection of the king, not to man, but to God and his law. In other words, our rights come from the Lord, not man. An idea rooted in the Bible, which has dominated Anglo-American thought, she said. The roots of this foundational document are found in the, what? The Bible. She said it's remarkable indeed and has an interesting bearing on the nature of our reaction to the Bible that this is passed unnoticed while efforts have been made to connect our constitutional documents with Greek and Roman ideas. We've all heard that. No, wait a second. Where did the Greeks and the Romans get their ideas? And what is it that the Greeks and the Romans threw off? The things of God, that's why they are no more, right? Because that which the Father has not planted will be uprooted. Let's go on. Whatever influence, she said, Greece and Rome had on the development of Western civilization, there was another influence far greater, she said. She said the biblical foundation that laid for centuries after Greece and Rome had disappeared as empires. It was this foundation primarily that guided this thinking of the American colonists as they fought the battle of ideas that led ultimately to a break with the mother country. This is why our forefathers threw off the tyrant king across the pond. Well, during the American Revolution, Magna Carta served to inspire and justify action in liberty's defense. And the colonists believed that they were entitled to the same rights as Englishmen, rights guaranteed in Magna Carta. They embedded those rights into the laws of their states and later into the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. Okay? Are you all with me? Now, this is what's going to get you. I want to go back to what took place before they had to confront the king and establish Magna Carta. Because there are so many organizations out there that are unwilling to look at it, or they're just inadvertently not seeing it. They need to lay the axe to the root of the tree and get back to the Bible, because it's only the Bible that's going to bring the answer and the resolve. Absolutely, in every facet of our lives. Now listen carefully. Do you remember in 1 Samuel 8? Do you remember when the children of Israel were delivered from Egypt through the Paschal blood of the Lamb, a type of Christ, John 1:29, behold the Lamb of God which taketh away the sins of the world. Okay? It was a type of Christ. They were delivered and they were brought into the promised land by Moses only so far before Joshua actually took on that mantle. But remember, friends, when they were delivered from Egypt, what was the first thing that they wanted to do? They wanted to attach themselves to the heathen customs. Did you know that to ask for the king or a king in the face of God was a slap in his face? It was rejecting the living God. Do you know again that kings are a heathen custom? And the children of Israel, when they were delivered by the hand of God and him personally, once they were liberated, they wanted to put themselves back under the subjection of the arm of the flesh by having themselves a king. The Bible says, then all the elders of Israel gathered themselves together and came to Samuel unto Ramah, and he said unto them, behold, thou art old, and thy sons will not walk in thy ways. They were covetous. They said unto Samuel, the prophet, that none of his words fell to the ground. Now make us a king to judge us like all nations. But the thing displeased Samuel when they said, give us a king to judge us. And what did Samuel do? Well, he went back to the Lord and he said, the Lord said unto Samuel after he prayed to him, the Lord responded and said, listen carefully unto the voice of the people and all that they say unto you. For they have not rejected you, Samuel. They have rejected me that I should not reign over them. Isn't that exactly why they had to come up with the Magna Carta? See, if the barons would have never left the Lord in the first place, they would have never had to go to a king and demand their rights to avert a civil war. Isn't that what's happening today, friends? The American people are taking on a monarchical system of government again, only to do what? To displease the living God? Now, what am I talking about? Listen to this next. Now hearken unto their voice, and then what does the Lord say to them right after? He says, okay, give them a king. Let them do it their way. Listen to me, America. Let them do it their way. Let them get caught up into unconstitutional party spirit, which is created to divide and conquer. Let them be caught up into following their said king, because regardless if they say it or not, what's going on in America today is a cult-like king figure from his worshipers and his cult followers. Is that true? Acts 12:22. Listen to what the Lord said. Okay, I'll give them what they want. Listen to me, America, because it's happening today. I'll give them what they want. Okay, you submit yourself to that man and don't question anything he does in obedience to me. You just keep going along with it because this is what's coming. Samuel told all the words of the Lord unto the people that asked him of a king. And he said, this will be the manner of the king, or the one that you subject yourself to before me, that shall reign over you. He'll take your sons. He'll appoint them for himself. He'll use them to conquer other countries unconstitutionally and use their blood for profit. Sound familiar, friends? He will take your sons. He will use them for his military and to be the horsemen. They'll be on the back of the horses fighting on his behalf and his purposes. And some shall run before his chariot. But the thing, folks, listen carefully, but the thing that more than not offended the living God was that they were okay to even do that. He will appoint him captains over thousands and captains over fifties, and will set them to ear the ground and to reap his harvest, and to make his instruments of war and the instruments of his chariots. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries and to be cooks and to be bakers. He'll tax them to death. Sound familiar? He will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards. I was just talking about allodial tax, friends. You pay taxes on your property regardless if it's paid for or not. That is illegal. But it's exactly what the Lord said would happen if that's who you submitted to rather than himself. And he will take your fields and your vineyards and your olive yards, even the best of them, and give them to his servants above you. He gives the best to his servants because that's how he controls us peasants through the barons. It's exactly how it's being played out today. The Lord said, you shall cry out in that day because of your king, which you shall have chosen you. And the Lord said, I will not hear them because they have refused to obey my voice. Americans, learn the lesson. Either you're going to be ruled by God or you're going to be ruled by tyrants. It's up to you.